Okay, this is a recording for Daf Gimel Amid Aleph and Maseches Brachos to help you with your Bekiyas for this week. So we said in the Mishnah that Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is that you can say Kriya Shema at night Ad Sof HaAshmura HaRishona, until the end of the first watch. Now we've been translating that until the end of the first third of the night. Let's say it was 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. night, so that would be 10 p.m. However, the Gemara is not so clear that that is the case. So ask the Gemara, my kosav Rabbi Eliezer, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? I kosav shalosh mishmaros havi alayla, if he holds that the night has three, it's divided up into three watches, lema ad arba shalos, let him just say, 4 hours into the night is the end of his man kriyashma. I kosav arba mishmaros havi alayla, and if he holds that the night has four watches, so and meaning that it would divide it up into 3 hours into the night, so you'd have to say kriyashma before 9 p.m., Lema ad shalosh shos. So say until the end of the third hour. Liolam kasavar shalosh mishmaros havelayla. So really, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold, or Rabbi Eliezer hold? That there are three thirds. The night is divided up into three watches. Alkamashmalan deika mishmaros berakia veika mishmaros be'ara. So why did he write until the end of the first watch? Because he wanted you to know that there are watches in this world and there are watches in Shemayim as well. Now, Rashi over here explains, Kishanasa lecha simen zeh, hakriya b'sof ha'shmora, v'lo pirish lecha simen mefurush, he told you at the end of the first watch, and he didn't give you a specific sign, lamedcha sheyesh heker l'chol adam b'davar, k'yechi di'ika b'rakia. It's to teach you that there is a way to recognize everything when the watches change, just as they do in Shammai. Meaning, of the concept of mishmaros are heavenly concepts, that when it says that there are mishmaros and the night is divided up into different watches, that's to tell you that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does things a little differently over the course of the night, and therefore there are things going on in Shammayim at the end of every shift. Right, but we wanted to call it to your attention in this world as well to teach you that there are signs that the Mishmar is changing. You could sort of tap into that heavenly shift change and by certain signs in this world as well. Now we're going to prove it from a Braisa. D'tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer Shalosh Mishmaros Havi Alay Laval Kol Mishmaro Mishmar Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shoeg Ke'ari. There are three Mishmaros over the course of the night, and in every shift change, every Mishmar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and he roars like a lion, right? Shenemar, Hashem mimarom yishag, umimaon kadsho yitain kolo, shaog yishag al noho. So we have the lashon of roaring three times over the course of the pasuk. I read the word noho. It's supposed to be pronounced shaog yishag al novehu. Right, so it's talking about that. It's talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu roars like a lion concerning the destruction of his lands. Okay. V'simen l'davar. So what are the signs that the Mishmar is changing? Mishmar Rishona, at the end of the first Mishmar, Chamor Noor. You can hear a donkey bray or make a sound that donkeys make. Shnia Klovim Tzoakim. On the end of the second Mishmar, that's when you hear the dogs cry out. Shlishis tinok yonek mishade imo. We have a baby nurses from its mother. The isha misaperis and bailet. Another sign is that a woman will be talking to her husband at such a time. Rashi explains kvar higia karov liyom ubnei adam misorim mishinasam vashochem yachad misaprim zeze. Right, so it says that it's already getting close to daytime and people are waking up from their sleep, and therefore husbands and wives who sleep in the same room as one another, they start schmoozing at such a time. So this is another sign that you're at the final Mishmar. Fine. So now we want to know which part of the shift change are we talking about over here. My Kochashiv Rabbi Eliezer. What is Rabbi Eliezer considering over here to be the Mishmar? Itchilas Mishmaros Kochashiv. If he's talking about the beginnings of each shift, Tchilas Mishmara Rishona Simana Lamali, why do I need a simen for the first third of the night, the beginning of the first third, Urtahu, it's nighttime, meaning when it becomes nighttime, there's no better sign than that, Seisa Kochavim. Isof Mishmaros Kochashiv, and if he's talking about, no, the end of the first shift, the end of the second shift, the end of the third shift, so then Sof Mishmar Achrona Lamali Simana, Yamamahu, why do I need a sign that it's the end of the third shift? It is now daytime. That's a great sign. Ella, rather, chashiv sof mishmara rishona, tchilas mishmara achrona, ve'emtzayis de'emtzayisa. He's talking about the end of the first, the beginning of the last, and the middle of the middle, meaning the middle sign, which we said was chamor, kelev tzoik, that was at chatzos mamish, the middle of the middle third, which is the middle of the night, exactly chatzos. Right, so you have the end of the first third, let's say 10 p.m., then the middle of the second, that's 12 p.m., and then you have the beginning of the last, that would be 2 a.m., right? Yeah, that makes sense, 2 a.m. Fine. Moving right along. V'boyesema, or another possibility, kulhu sof mishmaros kachashiv. Really, these are the signs that relate to the end periods of each mishmar. V'chitema achrona lo tzarech. You'll say, we don't need a sign for the end of the third because it's now daytime. L'may nafkamina l'mikre kriyashma. There's still a nafkamina that now you can say kriyashma. L'man deganu b'bayis ofel. If you're sleeping in a dark room, so you won't know that. V'lo yoda zman kriyashma emas. You won't know when it's the zman kriyashma. So kevan, de'isha mesaperes embayla v'tinok yonek misha de'imo lekum v'likre. Once you hear a woman talking to her husband or you hear a baby starting to nurse, you'll know it's time to get up and say kriyashma. Moving on. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel Mishmei Derav Gimel Mishmaros Havi Alayla. So he quotes this also three Mishmaros. V'al kol Mishmar Mishmar Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shoi Ka'ari. Every single one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and roars like a lion. V'omer. And what does he say? And this we learn from the Pasuk that Hashem is upset that he destroyed Yerushalayim. Oy lebanim shebav onoseim hechravti es beisi. Woe is to the sons that through their sins I had to destroy my house. V'sarafti es heichali. And I burned down my heichal, my Beis HaMikdash. V'higlisam levein umos ha'olam. And I had to send them into Golus amongst the nations of the world. So at the end of every Mishmar, Hashem regrets the Golus. And this is one of the sources for the concept of Tikkun Chatzos, right, that we get up at Chatzos Alayla. That's according to the first answer, that the Emtzais, the Emtzaisa, that the middle of the second Mishmar is a particularly auspicious time to daven for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And we daven, we talk about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we ask Hashem to rebuild Yerushalayim, etc. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Once we're on this subject, we quote a brisa from Rabbi Yossi of a similar idea. One time I was walking on the road and I entered into one of the ruins of Yerushalayim, Lispalo, to daven there. Needed some privacy for davening. But Elio Zachalato v'shamali ala Pesach. Elio Anavi Zichrona Levracha, he should be remembered for good. He waited for me, guarded the doorway. At shesiyamti tfilasi, till I finished davening. Lachar shesiyamti tfilasi, after I finished davening, Amar li shalom alecha Rebbe. V'amarti lo shalom alecha Rebbe Umori. He said to me, how are you, Rebbe? And I said back, how are you, Rebbe Umori? Amar li bini, my son. V'pnei ma nichnasta lechur vazu. Why did you go into this ruin? Amarti lo lis balel, to daven. Amar li said back, "Hayilochalis bala baderech." Should have davened on the road. Amarti lo, "Misyare shem hayisi shema yafsik bi ovrei drachem." I was afraid that I would be interrupted by passers by. Amar li, "Hayilochalis bala tefila katzara." You could have davened a shorter version of the Shmona Esrei. Now Rashi over here teaches tefila katzara as something called havinenu. Talk about it in the fourth parak. Concept of havinenu. It's like a short summary of the Shmona Esrei. Tosvos doesn't necessarily agree with that, but we're not doing the Tosvos right now, but take a look if you're bored one day. Right, that's a different pshat, perhaps, than what Rashi has to offer, or at least an elaboration on what Rashi has to offer. Fine. So now, Eliyahu HaNavi asked him the following question. Oh, I'm sorry, before we even get to that. At that time, I learned three things from Eliyahu HaNavi. Number one, she'ein nechnasin l'churva. You don't go into a churva. Number two, lamadati shemispalu b'derech. You're allowed to daven on the road. And number three, lamadati shemispalu b'derech, mispalu tefila kitzara. If you're davening on the road, you should say a shorter version of the Shmona Esrei, or short tefila. For Amar Li, and then Eliyahu HaNavi continued, b'ni, ma kol shamata b'churva zu. What sound, what voice did you hear in this churva? Amarti lo, I answered, Shamati baskol shem menahemes kiyona, was cooing like a dove. I heard a heavenly voice cooing like a dove, Omeris, and saying, Oy levonim shavon asem echrafti es beisi, v'serafti es echali, v'eglisi lebeinu mos. Woe is to my children that because of their sins I destroyed my house and I burned down my heichal and I sent them into Golus between the nations. V'amar li, chayecha v'chayeroshcha, I swear by you might by your life and the life on your head, in Lashon that they used to use in those days for a Shavua. I swear to you. Lo Shah Zu Bilvado Meretz Kach. It's not just at this time, meaning the time that you heard it, that it says this. Elabachol Yom Bayom Shalosh Pa'amim. Three times a day, meaning at the Mishmaros, Omeris Kach, it says this. Velo Zu Bilvad, and that's not it. Elabashash Yisrael Nechnasan Levate Knesios Levate Midrashas Va'onin Yehei Shmei Agalo Mavorach. Right, when people go to shul in the Beis Medrash and they answer Amen Yeshmei Rabbah, they say Hashem's great name should be blessed. Kodesh Baruch Hu Menanei Rosha, Hashem nods his head va'omer Ashrei Hamelech Shemekalsin Oso Beveso Kach. Fortunate is a king to whom they praise him in his house in such a way. Ma lo la'av shehiglas banav. What can a father do who has sent his children into Golis, meaning he's beside himself with grief that he sent the Jews into Golis? And woe is to those children that were sent away from their father.